you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I am Paris.
Hi, everyone. It's Paris back with another episode of I Am Paris here with my mom, Kathy. And today we're going to be talking about the future. If you could have a house in another country, where would it be?
It's interesting you say that because I would like to experience living in somewhere like Charleston. I would love that. I would love to be living in London, not all year long. And I love Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. Like Paris is great to go and visit, but I could never see living there. Wow. London, I could live for 4 months a year.
I love London. It's my favorite.
Just love it. But I want to do some of those, like, I'm really aching to go to like Richmond, Virginia or Charleston or just these places that are right at the tip of our fingers that I've visited. But to enjoy and be part of it and be part of the community and walk around and live there, not just stay in a hotel, but to get that feeling. I like that old world.
Have I been there?
You've probably been there, but when you travel, you don't get to see much of anything.
Do we go to like Rhode Island or something? When I
was Rhode there? Island, my grand. Rhode Island is beautiful. In fact, the Schwartzmans just bought a house there on the ocean. It is beautiful. My grandparents lived there when I was little, and we went and visited there last 2 years ago. With Elisa. Rhode Island's beautiful.
Yeah, I feel like we used to go when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
Just having a flashback of that.
Martha's Vineyard.
Have I been there?
Yes. Nantucket. I mean, these are just such beautiful places, and I feel like we should go and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I actually started looking for property in Montana.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You should come with us there.
Very expensive. Very. I think since the pandemic, so many people ended up buying houses there just to have a place to get away to. So you can't really.
So beautiful there. Mm-hmm. I love it. What are you most proud of when it comes to your family?
I am proud of our family very much that we stick together, that we're there for each other, and how close all of you, the boys and you and Nikki, it just that as a mother gives me great happiness. You know, Dad and I always say, because not every family has that.
Yeah. I'm really lucky. I'm lucky that Like, I love having like my Nikki and I so close together in age, and then Varen and Conrad together. And so great to seeing everyone all grown up, and Varen with his babies.
Yes.
So cute when they come over. You are the queen of Christmas, and I can't wait to celebrate Phoenix's first Christmas together. What plans do you have for us?
Well, you know, I've always done in the archways in the house. When it was Nikki's wedding, I did all the wedding bells, and I did pieces of her wedding dresses and the bridesmaids, the ribbon and all that going throughout, and little touches from England. And then with you, I did the same thing for you. When we had the girls, I added in some little pink rattles and little pink booties. But this is the year of the boys. I have three grandsons. So this year, you will see that room going into the living room, which is pale yellow, you know, and baby blue. You're going to see lots of highlights of blue, pale yellow, creams, white, touch of gold.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be honoring the boys. We have three girls and we have three boys, and it's the boys this year. So it's, I'm already getting ideas and coming up with, and then I'll make them wreaths so that they have those.
It's going to be cute.
That light up in their room.
I know they're all so close in age, like only mm-hmm. a few months from each other. So it'll be all their first Christmas.
And I'm looking forward to getting my home line together, and some pieces will be out by the holidays.
What kind of pieces are you designing?
Tabletop things for the home.
Beautiful.
Always what I wanted to do.
No one knows it better. So it'll be like beautiful, like linens and...
Linens.
Like decorations for the table.
Decorations, centerpieces for the table, dishware, glassware. You name it. It's so weird. I feel like I'm having a deja vu right now. Do you ever get that?
Yeah. What is it now?
That's always good.
Loves it.
Oh, and then hosting, of course, our parties. And we want to do a sip and see. Nobody's been able to see Phoenix except in the magazine.
Yeah.
So all my friends want to see the baby.
When are we doing it?
I think pretty soon.
Where?
We'll do it at my house, so it's private.
Nice. I had to get an outfit for him.
Yes.
Is he supposed to wear something special for that?
Something powder blue.
And I wear blue too?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone does?
Oh, that could be, we could call it a blue party.
That's cute. That'd be cute if everyone was in blue.
Mm-hmm.
I love themes.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What is your favorite appetizer to serve at your parties?
I love quail eggs. Love quail eggs. And I like little baby pigs in a blanket and baby burgers.
Those are so good. What is one tip to have when you're throwing a dinner party for everyone listening?
You know what? This year was interesting. For our Christmas party, we did not do any seating. We just let everybody go and eat when they want to do. And it worked out really, really well. And the flow, it was, I mean, people were there. Grandma was there till 1 a.m. She had the best.
Was she there when I was DJing?
Yes.
Yes.
And so I just think great food, great mixture of people, all ages, more than enough food, enough alcohol, and making sure that you have things for people that don't maybe eat meat, you know, vegetarian, just kind of being thoughtful mm-hmm. to everybody, making sure that the powder room is in tip-top shape. Mm-hmm. I also like to put a little basket out with safety pins and lint roll brushes and deodorant and gum and everything so that, you know, you always have that friend that comes up that's nagging you. Paris, I just got a rip in my stocking, or do you have a ponytail, or I need to clip my bra felt, whatever. It's all in the basket.
That's a good idea.
So just making everything, I really enjoy that.
And then what about for the summer? Do you have any plans traveling?
Yes. I want to go to Vicenza, where all the gold jewelry is made. And then we'll go to Florence, Rome, Milan, and hop over to Venice. And then we're going to meet Nikki and James in London. And then Nikki and Dad and I will run into Paris. James will stay with the kids in London with his mom.
So we have a listener question. Would you want to pursue acting in the future?
If the right project came up, you know, it'd be fun is to do a play on Broadway, just a small part.
What type of play?
I don't know. I think that would be exciting.
I got offered to do a Broadway show and I was like, it's too much.
It's a lot of work. That's why I would want a little small. I'm happy to have the small parts. Just give me a little small part.
One of the listeners is asking if you would ever do stand-up comedy because you're so funny.
No.
No.
I'd be too embarrassed. I would feel embarrassed.
Yeah, I would be too shy.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It's probably hard being up there and just like...
And then no one laughs. You're like standing there ready to cry.
I know. I can't imagine how hard that would be. That's what Nikki Glaser does when my friend, when we were shopping the other day.
Oh, she's sweet.
She's so funny.
She's very like sweet.
Hilarious. I love her. You should watch her stand up. It's really good.
I want to.
It's really, really funny. So now I'm going to read the final listener question. This has been one of the most requested questions. Knowing your family is so close, does your mom think she'll be able to resolve the issue with her sister, Kyle?
I'm obviously hoping to. I love my sister, Kyle. I love both my sisters very much. I don't like having problems. I love her. I miss her. And our family was always very, 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 very close. And I'm hoping that we can. I miss her and I love her.
I hope so too.
And I hope that you and Nikki or your brothers never have to go through anything like that.
I hope so as well.
Sometimes the harder thing, like the longer things go on, the tougher it becomes. And then, you know, you get the media involved and it becomes very tough.
Yeah, I know that definitely from personal experience. They love to blow things out of the proportion. And
no, and then this one gets mad and then it just...
Well, hopefully the whole family will be able to get together for Christmas this year.
I hope so.
That would be nice.
Oh, by the way, I took some gifts for my birthday that I thought were mine. And I have a gift downstairs from Danielle. She sent you a little Tiffany box and a Hermes box. And then Aunt Kyle sent you a sterling fork and a spoon and a little porcelain and the fork and spoon, they're too small for me. So anyway, she did send these. So I want to make sure I get this to you so that you know she sent them.
Oh, that's sweet. So this was so much fun. And I can't wait to do it again. Love you.
Love you.
Thanks for listening to I Am Paris. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at I Am Paris Podcast. Email us at paris@iheartradio.com. Be hot and subscribe now. Loves it.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.